Few expected this Seattle City Council decision. The council voted against giving up a street in Soto to make way for a proposed arena. An investor group hoping to bring the NBA to Seattle needed that street to build its arena. The meeting itself resembled a basketball game. People wore jerseys, waved signs, and the crowd cheered at times. In public comment, citizens like Andrew Wergland Ramage hoped for a yes vote.
Please, bottom of your hearts, just say yes. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
One by one, city council members voiced their decision. With the council split 4-4, Lorena Gonzalez broke the tie.
We need to make sure that we are committed to a robust traffic mitigation strategy. I don't believe that the traffic issues have been well dealt with. And today I am going to vote no on the street vacation.
No votes also came from Sally Bagshaw, Lisa Herbold, Deborah Juarez, and Shama Sawant. The vote denies a plan to sell investors two blocks of Occidental Avenue South in Soto. The vote will please the Port of Seattle Commission, which opposes the plan. But Supersonics fans quickly went to social media, sharing fears that this will close the book on Seattle securing a new NBA team. The city is bound to an agreement to give public funding for a new arena if an NBA team comes. It's unclear how this vote changes the agreement. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.